You're listening to SBS News.
Australians 71-year-old Vicky King and her daughter 40-year-old Alexandra Atala were found deceased in their 20th floor apartment of London's Grenfell Tower. The pair had been estranged from family until shortly before the fire. In a statement last year, Vicky King's older sister Penny Pierce said of the pair, "They were and are still together, and that's what's most important. The fire is a tragedy for all of us." They're just two of more than 70 people who lost their lives in the tragedy. All up, 223 people escaped the building that night. Survivors and relatives of the deceased are now taking legal action in the United States. Lawyer Robert Mengaluzzi argues faulty building materials are to blame for the extent of the fire and its spread.
The problem with Celotex insulation and Arconic Rainabond PE cladding is they burn like gasoline. They didn't retard the flames, they accelerated the flames. And that caused this fire to spread, propagate, and trap those unfortunate souls in the building with no way out.
The blaze started in an apartment refrigerator and raced up the side of the 24-story residential building. The building's exterior cladding was made of a highly flammable material, and lawyers argue the insulation was also combustible. The liability suit has been launched in the United States rather than the United Kingdom because it involves three US-based companies: refrigerator maker Whirlpool, cladding manufacturer Arconic Inc., and insulation maker Celotex. Mr. Mongaluzzi told the court the legal action was requested by victims of the tragedy.
"We've been asked by the victims to hold these corporations accountable, to make sure that they cannot hide behind international borders, but be held accountable for their conduct. They don't want this to ever happen again."
The fire brought global attention to the danger of flammable cladding on high-rise building exteriors. The 2014 La Crosse Tower fire in Melbourne Docklands and Spencer Street's Neo 200 Tower fire in Melbourne's CBD earlier this year both involved buildings with combustible cladding similar to that used on Grenfell Tower. State and federal governments have moved to ban the use of combustible cladding on residential buildings. It's prompted multi-million dollar legal disputes over who is to blame for using the deadly materials and who should pay to remove it. Principal lawyer for Barry Nilsson Lawyers, Hubert Vachel, says some property owners feel they have no choice but to take legal action to have their dangerous cladding replaced.
The cost involved in having to find a solution, and that, as things currently stand, seems to really be all about replacing the cladding, is such that I would expect that owners will have no choice but to go down the path of litigation.
Each state has responded differently to the issue of non-compliant cladding. In New South Wales and Victoria, the responsibility for removing the fire hazard from privately owned high-density housing has fallen on property owners. Design sustainability and innovation researcher at RMIT University, Simon Lockery, says some apartment owners are being forced to pay more than $100,000 for an issue that was not their fault.
They're facing obviously the mental trauma of living in these apartments and facing a uncertain financial future with no real information or due process on what's actually happening from the regulators that are forcing them to go ahead and try and fix these buildings themselves.
Dr. Lockery says there has been a systemic failure of policing when it comes to building policy nationwide.
"We're very good at protecting people on building sites. We've got very good protections for construction workers. But the irony is, we've built a whole lot of buildings that aren't safe for people who live in them." It's ironic.
Apartment owners who don't have the capital to pay for the cladding to be replaced will likely find it increasingly more difficult to borrow the required finances. Australian non-bank lender Resimac is the first to axe mortgages against apartments known or suspected of having combustible cladding. Principal of Forrest Ramsey Finance, mortgage broker Christopher Forrest Ramsey, says other non-bank lenders are expected to follow, with many already putting the policy into practice. He says it's leaving affected property owners in a bind.
What you've got is potentially thousands of homeowners that have bought apartments, and you know they love the location and they've bought there for a reason. Where their hands are tied, they can't refinance, they can't withdraw equity to get themselves out of the situation. So it really probably does need some type of government involvement at some level to assist in the rectification works.
University of New South Wales adjunct lecturer in architecture, Jeff Hanmer, says the federal government needs to step in.
All the governments have to work together to solve this problem, but the lack of action, the lack of leadership by the federal government and the responsible minister is breathtaking.
RMIT University's Dr. Lockery echoing the call, likening the situation to a national crisis.
Any normal, considered person would say that there must be action now by government, that this is an emergency situation and that we should be providing assistance for them, like the kind of assistance that we do when there's a drought or the kind of assistance that happens when there's a disaster. Well, guess what? This is a disaster. This is a disaster in our cities.
Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.